The train probably got stuck at Boardman. I heard last week the driver got out, visited his family, had dinner, and then strolled back slowly to his engine. The passengers were waiting for 4 hours.
How about a game of cards?
No, better not. I don't want Gopal to find me gambling.
Who said anything about gambling?
You can't play cards without money.
Quite a lot of excitement in the village this afternoon, eh?
That Durga. You hear she threw him out? Of his own house? Where will he go?
I understand. That was what the quarrel was about. He's never home, and she wants to know where he goes.
He's a fool. Don't you let her wife have the upper hand.
Marie, I'm going. I don't think I'll ever marry.
Rubbish. Everyone should marry. It's God's will.
Hey, Norish Babu. Any sign of that train?
Yes, it's gone.
Gone where?
It's arrived and now it's gone.
Did you see my son?
It came half an hour ago.
Oh.
Hey, Master Mosai.
Ah.
Did you hear? Durga has taken her husband back.
That was quick.
He milked the cow, swept the house and cooked a meal.
Idiot.
Hey, at least one thing is for certain, huh? They'll fight again next week and we'll all know about it.
Gopal is not coming.
I'll wait here.
Skeleton by Tanika Gupta, with Nadine Sawala, Sudha Butcher, and Shiv Grewal. Skeleton.
Did you?
Gopal! You bastard!
Did you, you fat bastard?
Do you think I put on weight?
Definitely.
Where have you been? Why are you so late?
I made a detour, went down to cool my ankles in the river.
Aren't you there?
No. How have things been here?
Shantu had a baby in the winter. May went to Bombay. And, well, you know, Jotin Babu died in the spring.
He died?
Yeah. Old age. Old bones. Caught pneumonia. Got a chill one morning when he was meditating. The next day he was dead.
I didn't know.
Peaceful way to go, though. Whispering the name of God.
Oh, he was a wonderful teacher.
And you were his star pupil. You should have come to the funeral.
But no one told me.
Your father wrote to you. He said so.
I never got the letter. You think I would stay away? Jatinder was special to me. I can't believe he's dead.
I'm sorry. How are the medical studies going?
So much to learn. This first year, we're just concentrating on anatomy. Finding our way around the human body.
Textbook doctors.
No, actually, we've been allocated our own human body. Dead, of course.
What do you do with it?
Dissect it, examine, learn about every nook and cranny.
You cut up a dead body?
Yes.
Doesn't it smell?
No, he's been preserved.
Pickled, you mean? Don't you deal with live bodies?
Oh, not much. First, we have to learn everything about the human physiology. How it works, what goes wrong, you know.
How did your pickle man die?
He had a pickled liver.
So how come I didn't get a single letter?
I've always been bad at letters. Anyway, you didn't write.
I was too busy.
And so was I.
Tell me about the city.
Biju. It's so... so vibrant. Everywhere there are people. Hundreds. Busy people. At night there are lights on the street with cars and trams. Saabs in horses and carriages and palanquins hiding beautiful women. And such huge houses. Almost palaces on wide, straight, tree-lined roads with avenues, they call them.
And the women?
Women? I haven't seen many. They're hidden away, mostly.
At least village life has its advantages.
But city women are different. Far superior.
Oh, aye.
They're very beautiful.
I thought you hadn't seen any.
I've seen a few. They're more refined, more dignified.
You've seen a few blushing virgins peeking out the palanquins, giving you the eye. Honestly, Gopal.
Actually, I have met one young woman.
Oh, yes?
Mukti. She's my professor's daughter. Professor Mukherjee, that is. He likes me, calls me over to his house for dinner sometimes. He's one of those modern liberal types, you know, allows his daughters. He has two. to engage in conversation with his students. Usually she just talks and I listen.
Because you can't think of anything sensible to say.
What makes you such an expert?
I know about women.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Village school teacher who recites the two times table gets to meet the ladies all the time. Oh, Biju, I didn't mean... Oh, it's good to see you. You know, when I first got to Calcutta, I didn't fit in. I wanted to turn right around and come back. I felt like a child again. At night, I'd stand for hours looking at the streetlights. They look so beautiful to me, so modern.
Sounds to me like the city's turned your head.
Hey, Gopal! Gopal, why didn't you call me?
I didn't want to disturb your prayers, Baba.
Hey, you've lost weight. Don't they feed you in the hostel?
Baba.
You study too much. You look pale. You must eat, Gopal. Do you have any money?
Yes, Baba.
Your uncle's still sending you the allowance?
Yes, Baba.
If I were rich, I'd make sure you ate properly. This is my curse. To rely on my brother-in-law for your education.
Baba, please, let's not go through all this again.
I'll pay him back. Every last rupee, I'll pay him back.
Yes, yes, of course.
I tell everyone that my son is a doctor. All those self-important, petty people that come into the post office, they used to look down their noses at me, but now they can't. I tell them my son is important.
I'm not a doctor yet, Baba.
Ah, but you will be. You will be. Oh, your mother would have been so proud of you. Listen, I have a present for you. Close your eyes. Huh? Close your eyes.
What is it?
Keep those eyes shut. You can open them now. A skeleton!
Oh,
he's real. Or at least he used to be.
Papa!
I thought he'd come in useful. He's a bit short, stunted, I'd say. But he'll do, won't he?
Yes, absolutely. Bid you look at this. Beautiful.
Oh, it gives me the creeps.
We all look like that underneath.
His bones all seem to be there, yes?
Actually, Baba, I think you'll find he is, or rather was, a she.
She? You mean a woman?
Yes. See? The pelvis is wide.
Why?
For her womb. You know, babies.
That son of a pig.
Who?
The man who sold it to me. He told me it was a male. He cheated me, bastard.
Baba, it doesn't make any difference to me whether it's a man or a woman.
Are you sure?
Baba, men and women have the same bones. Once we're dead, well, the vital bits are gone.
Yes. I see what you mean.
For my purposes, she's perfect.
Come. You must both be famished.
I am, rather.
Yes, she can even double up as a god, frighten away any intruder.
Gopal, what's wrong with the yawn?
It's too hot, Baba. I'll be fine out here. The veranda is nice and cool.
This past year has been, well, with you away... You know how it is. On my own. My grown-up son far away.
I know, Baba.
I'm glad you're home. Anyway. Good night.
You too.
Good night, Baba.
Good night. I better be off too.
Not staying the night?
No. You're going to see Anju tomorrow?
Yes, of course. You'll come with me?
No. I don't want to get in the way.
Has she been okay?
Yeah. But you should have written.
I know.
Anyway, I'll see you.
Oh, what can I say to Anju? Mukti. Mukti. I love you. Oh, she is the most beautiful creature ever to have walked on this earth. Next to her, Anju is just the dust on her feet. Oh, even now I can feel her close. Her voice, her breath. Oh, and her green eyes. Oh, deep and hungry. Oh, if only I could hold her. Papa? Is that you?
No.
Who is it? Who are you?
What do you think? Not bad for a pile of old bones.
Go away.
Aren't you even going to ask me my name?
I don't want... You're not here.
Oh, but I am. You're very lucky. Very few men ever got this close. My name is Noyani. Next to me, Mukti is the dust on my feet. Look at my ankle. Do you like it?
Yes. Very nice.
That's better.
How did you... I mean, how...
I asked my brother to preserve my body. I made him fashion a glass gasket for me, tightly sealed. I wanted to live forever.
None of us is immortal.
Say my name.
Noyani.
Again.
Noyani.
Now say it in the way that you said Mukti's name, with longing. This house, it needs a woman's presence.
My mother died when I was a child. Please, I have nothing to offer you. I can't bring you back to life.
It's 10 years since I talked to another human being.
Where do others go?
Others?
The dead.
No idea.
My father, he always babbles on about the afterlife, rebirth, the soul's journey to heaven, being one with God.
And you?
I'm a rationalist, a scientist. You live and then you die. Your body decays and that's the end. I don't know how you came to be here except... You're not real.
Does this professor's daughter know that you've fallen in love with her?
No. But I'm going to marry her. Well, why not? When I've qualified, I'll be her equal. Then I can ask her.
What about Onju?
A man's allowed to change his mind, isn't he? I'll tell her. I've fallen in love with someone else. She'll understand.
Of course.
It's not your concern anyway.
Look at me, Gopal. Can't tear your eyes away, can you? Don't you long to be held by a woman?
Are you a sorceress?
Answer my question.
Of course.
Have you ever kissed a woman?
That's none of your business. I've kissed Onju.
And?
And it was nice. Sweet. It was a long time ago.
I'm assuming that's when you proposed to her.
Actually, no. In fact, it was her that wanted to... She put my hand on her...
And you said no.
I wasn't ready.
So you asked her to marry you instead?
Yes.
How appalling. An honorable man. Just like my husband, the good doctor. And one word of advice. Women detest honorable men. They're so tedious.
Was your husband, the doctor, a good man?
Honest, truthful, upstanding. But it's not exactly what women want.
What do you want, then?
That would be telling.
Where are you going? Come back. Noyani? Noyani!
Signs are not good.
No.
How many times did you write to him?
10.
And how many letters did he write?
1. Soon after he left.
Only 1? Mm. And he hasn't been to visit you since he returned?
No. If you'd have played your cards right...
You could be married to Biju. He's always had a soft spot for you.
Misty.
I'm only stating fact.
Biju's like my older brother.
He certainly doesn't think of you as a sister.
How do you know?
It's obvious to everyone but you.
I don't believe you.
If you heed my advice, you'd forget about Gopal. Well?
When we were children, Gopal and I used to play down by the river.
swimming and making little boats out of banana leaves. And then later, when we were older, we used to sit and talk and throw stones.
Kiss?
Mishti.
Oh, come on. You must have at least kissed him.
That's where he asked me to marry him. Over a year ago. I went there yesterday after his train came in. I saw him there.
Did he see you?
No, I hid. I watched him instead.
Did you like what you saw?
Ever since I can remember, I've loved Gopal. I can't remember a life before I knew him. But when I saw him yesterday, he was a stranger. He stood looking at the river as if it were a ditch. He kicked dirt from the bank into the water. He stood with his nose in the air and then dipped his ankle in for a second.
What would the old Gopal have done?
He pulled off his clothes, jumped in and gone for a swim.
So he's changed. People do, you know.
They can also change their minds.
I'd better get back.
But you said you were going to eat with us.
You said.
Anyway, I'm not hungry.
You're going to bump into him sooner or later.
Not if I can help it.
Here, sis. Let me carry that for you.
Thanks.
And you gone home?
Yes. I kept her here as long as I could.
He's a fool.
So are you. You should have snapped her up whilst he was away.
But she only ever had eyes for him. How could I compete?
Did you ever try? Did you ever tell her?
No.
Oh. If you want something, you have to take it.
And what if it doesn't want to be taken?
I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Noyani?
You hid me away.
I want to sleep.
You locked me in a cupboard.
Noyani, please, I'm exhausted.
I want to be with you.
Why?
You called me.
I did not.
You're afraid. I can teach you about love.
I'm not so ignorant.
See how delicate my arm is. See how smooth it is. How it curves at the shoulder. Wouldn't you like to stroke it? It's soft, like running your hands through clear spring water. Don't you want to touch my skin?
Why are you teasing me like this?
Because I've been starved of company for 10 years. Stand up.
What?
Stand up. Shut your eyes. Be very still. Quiet. Imagine there is no one else in the world. Imagine you have woken up and you're completely alone. Not a soul to be seen anywhere. You look down at yourself and there's nothing. You have no body, no hands, no reflection in the water. Imagine how desolate you feel. You do not exist, but you're still alive somehow. Left behind whilst everyone else is gone. Imagine. How do you feel?
Lonely.
An eternity alone.
I don't want to be on my own.
No friends, no parents, no lovers. Not even a physical presence or a shadow. Just a memory. Floating. Tossed by the breeze, a speck of dust.
I'm not a ghost. I exist.
And so do I.
How did you die? Were you murdered?
No.
Are you punishing me for all men's sins? For your husband's sins?
No, not really. I was born into a wealthy family. My mother died giving birth to me, and my father went soon after. So I lived entirely within the confines of my quarters, with only my 2 maids to keep me company.
You never left the house?
No. Once a week, my brother came, like a king overseeing his lands and possessions. I was just one of his possessions.
Noyani, I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you. And you?
I hope you're also in good health.
I cannot complain. Nayani, I hope you've not been sitting in the sun. Jamuna.
Yes, sir.
Why is my sister looking so dark?
We only walk in the garden once a day.
Well, keep her in the shade, then.
As I grew up, I became restless to see beyond my quarters.
Our princess is tired of us.
I'm not tired of you. I want to get out, see the world.
It's for your own good.
My brother is inhuman.
You mustn't talk of him like that.
We are beholden to him.
When you're married, you'll be able to leave this house.
Your brother is just protecting you from harm. You are special, precious. People out there would swarm over you like flies.
Tell me again, what is it like?
You would hate it out there.
Fumes from open fires made from cow dung all along the sides of the roads.
Beggars with disfigured bodies and faces.
Open sewers run along the sides of the street.
No ladies of good family step out of their houses.
Yes.
They send their servants to the bazaars.
So there are many other women like me, locked away.
Yes, but none as lovely. Here, look at yourself in the mirror. What do you see?
Oh, I see me.
But look closer. Is that not the face of a goddess?
I don't know. I have never seen a goddess.
Eyes like a gazelle's, almost black. Your smooth forehead, your lips perfectly shaped and red, and your skin so smooth like ivory.
And so I lived until one night I fell ill.
Doctor, she is feverish, the poor little thing.
She hasn't eaten anything for 2 days, only water. She only asked for water.
Well? Well?
She has a fever.
We know that.
What was the last thing she ate?
All her food is prepared here.
Nothing from the market?
Nothing. Everything she eats is fresh.
She has no, diarrhea?
No.
Then she just has a fever. It will pass. Don't force her to eat. Let her drink as much as she wants. Keep her cool and put her in loose clothing. I will come again in the morning.
Thank you, Doctor.
I will see you out.
The doctor came every day for 2 weeks. He nursed me back to health.
Did you see the way he looked when he felt a force?
Like a tree struck by a bolt of lightning.
Like the earth had given way beneath him.
He couldn't resist our princess.
We were married on my 16th birthday.
Your brother allowed it?
He found it hard to let me go. After all, I was his prized jewel.
Take this ring.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It belonged to our mother. I hope you will be happy.
After the wedding, I left my brother's house for the first time in my life to go to my wedding chamber.
I'm afraid to touch you.
Why?
Because I'm afraid I might spoil you. I've never seen anything so lovely. I don't think you are human. I've married a divine being, a Devi.
Even Devis need to be held.
Come. Let us lie down together.
Unfortunately, my husband was so dazzled by my beauty, he couldn't make love. He was afraid. He brushed my hair until I fell asleep.
And what about after your wedding night?
Every night I lay next to him, and he would simply gaze at me. Even when I slept, I dreamt that his face was above mine, staring.
Ever since you married that woman, you have acted as if you are in a dream. It is wrong.
Nothing is wrong, Ma.
She spends all day lounging in front of a mirror. She does no work.
Ma, she was a rich man's daughter.
And now she's a poor doctor's wife. She should help you.
How can she help?
She could try cooking a meal, fetching the water.
I don't want her to.
She behaves like a queen. And you, idiot that you are, didn't even get a dowry for her.
I can't change her, and I don't want to.
Why not? She could at least give me a grandchild.
All in good time, Ma.
She has bewitched you. Have you talked about children?
No. But we will.
When?
When the time is right. I promise.
That night, my husband came to me. He had a new fire in his eyes. I was hopeful that at last, maybe...
I want us to be a proper husband and wife.
That's what I want.
I want to make love to you.
I've been waiting for you.
I want to have children.
You love me.
Of course.
But you want me to have your children.
Your children too.
I don't want that.
Perhaps in time.
No, not ever.
Don't be afraid. I love you. Come.
No.
Come.
No.
Look, don't be afraid. I love you.
No.
Come.
No.
Come.
No.
I love you.
For the first time, we had sex.
What is it?
Where's Gopal?
Shh. Sleeping. Sit, Biju, sit. He looked terrible this morning, so I gave him one of my sleeping draughts and sent him back to bed.
Is everything all right?
I'm not so sure. He's been very distant. I'm worried about him and Anju. Has he been to see her?
No.
What's happened?
I have no idea. What's in the cupboard?
He's given her a name. Noyoni.
Very attractive.
Pleased to make it.
Don't wait. I'm sorry. I'm not about to elope with her, if that's what you're worried about. She's not my type.
Don't make fun of her.
I came by to see you, Gopal. But I'll call round later.
No, I'll come and find you tomorrow.
What's wrong, Gopal? There's no need to be rude to Biju.
Why was he snooping around in the cupboard?
It was open. I went to shut it.
Biju, I'm sorry. Really, I don't know what's wrong with me. So, how's Mishti?
Fine. You should come and visit us. She always asks us.
I will, when I feel better. Baba, where did you get the skeleton from?
Ah, when I went to Durgapur last month, I visited an old doctor friend. You remember him, don't you, Gopal?
Who?
Montopal.
The drunk.
He's not a drunk. He was the one who tried to save your mother's life. Some old patient of his gave it to him. And Montu owed me some money.
Gambling debts, I bet.
Actually, no. Anyway, I took this skeleton as payment.
She could have been murdered for all you know.
Montopal is a very respectable doctor.
Gopal, when are you going to see Anju?
Soon, when I'm feeling better.
Gopal, tomorrow is Shosti. You will come with me to greet Durga, won't you?
I suppose so.
Your mother dreamed of Durga the night you were conceived. It was a good omen.
Yes, yes.
She is the embodiment of the spirit of womankind. Look to her and you will see the truth. Your mother was like that for me.
Really?
She'd have been so proud of you today. A doctor. You should pray to the goddess Durga to help you in your studies.
I don't think praying will help.
And you should ask her to bless your marriage with Anju, so that you will have as happy a marriage as I had with you.
Happy?
Your mother and I had
So why did you treat her like dirt? Remember how you used to drink? How you used to shout at her? I was 8 when she died, but I spent many hours watching her cry.
I've changed.
Oh, what good is change now? She's dead. She spent all your money on drink and gambling. No money left to get her a good doctor when she fell ill, Montupa.
How dare you?
No money left for my education.
I've done my best for you.
You've done your best. If it wasn't for Ma's brother, I wouldn't be able to even dream of being a doctor.
So that's what all this is about. Money. You despise me because I'm poor.
You're poor because you wasted Ma's dowry money.
Please. Why are you... What good will this do?
I hated you as a boy. Gopal, stop. When you talk about God and purity and womankind, isn't there even a little bit of you that is revolted by your own hypocrisy? Where were your gods when Ma died of a common fever? Where were you, lying in a ditch, drunk?
I have changed, and I changed for you. Your uncle and aunt wanted to take you away from me, but I was determined to bring you up as my son, as your mother would have wanted.
A lot of good that did me.
You had a good life. You never wanted for anything.
I wanted a mother.
Don't you think I wanted her back, too? The day your mother died, I vowed never to drink again and to stand by you until you were a man. I think I'm owed some credit for that.
Anju, what are you doing?
Reading. This is my favorite time of day. The moment before sunset, when everything's still. The world holds its breath. So quiet.
Beginning of creation.
Imagine.
I've been offered a new job.
Really? Where?
Durgapur. You remember? I went for an interview. Well, I got it.
Head of Bengali department?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Went round to tell Gopal, but he's preoccupied. What are you reading?
Just a poem.
Read it.
It's a soppy thing, but to go.
Yeah.
No, no.
I seem to have loved you in numberless forms, numberless times, in life after life, and age after age, forever. My spellbound heart has made and remade the necklace of songs that you take as a gift, wear round your neck.
When do you go?
Not for another month or so. I can't really leave until they find a replacement for me.
I thought I'd be married by now.
You want to be bossy and loud like your sister.
It's different for you. You're a man.
Oh, come on.
Till a woman marries, she's not respected. She's not whole. She can't have an opinion.
Anju, you don't believe in all that, do you?
No. I've always wanted to sail a boat. A real one, that is.
Have you ever been to the sea?
No. Well, once, when I was a baby. Don't remember it.
Where would you go in your boat?
China, to see the Great Wall. And then Moscow to see the Tsar's palace. And finally I'd sail down to Kanyakumari, the southern tip of India, where the three great oceans meet. And then I'd swim out to the rock, just as Vivekananda did. Do you think a husband would let me do all that?
Only if you took him with you.
He could only come if he knew how to navigate, and he didn't get seasick. If he really loved me, he would follow me to the end of the earth, wouldn't he?
Who?
My husband. You must be excited about your new job.
I'm a little afraid.
What of?
I know I should be more ambitious like Gopal, striking out, travelling, seeking promotion. But I like it here.
Why are you going then?
Because I know it will be for the best. When you and Gopal live in Calcutta...
Biju, he's been back a week and I haven't even seen him. If he loved me, he would have written. He would have jumped off that train and rushed to find me. And
oh, Andrew, don't cry.
I'm not. It's so humiliating. So stupid. It's such a waste of time sitting around dreaming and waiting for Gopa.
He's a fool.
Biju, is it true?
What?
Well, what Mishti said, that you're fond of me.
When did she tell you that?
Yesterday.
Of course I'm fond of you. I respect you and admire, and so it's...
Ridiculous, that's what I told her. We're friends, aren't we?
Yes.
I haven't talked to Gopal in over a year.
Perhaps you should go and see him, eh?
No.
But he's not well. There's something wrong. You know what it's like once he gets an idea in his head. Yeah. Why don't you go and see him, eh?
No.
So stubborn.
It's called pride.
Like an ox.
Ox?
If you loved him, you wouldn't let your pride get in your way.
It's not as simple as that.
If your love was strong enough...
What if he doesn't want me? What if I make a complete fool of myself?
But if you loved him, you wouldn't mind making a fool of yourself. You'd be willing to go.
And maybe I don't love him enough.
Oh, it's getting late. I'll walk you back.
I like your letter.
Give it back!
Very, shall we say, explicit?
Please!
My darling Mukti. I love you completely. I have yearned to hold you in my arms and kiss you.
Stop it! I can't bear it!
You wrote it.
I won't send it.
You really are a coward. Here's your precious letter. What are you afraid of?
Being rejected.
But you'll never know unless you try.
How do you know?
I have the advantage of experience.
So, you never finished. What happened?
To me.
Your husband.
He died. So I returned to my brother's house.
You went back? Why?
Where else could I go?
No man will want you now. You're tainted, impure.
Why am I being blamed?
You're considered dangerous to men. I thought something like this would happen.
Jagdish, I am at your mercy. I have no one.
This is as much your house as it is mine. You're welcome to stay.
I was married for exactly 6 months. And by the age of 17, I was a widow. Shunned by all. Even my brother stopped coming to see me.
How long did you live like this?
6 years. My maids maintained a conspiracy of silence until finally they left, and I was completely on my own.
Didn't you go mad with loneliness?
My room overlooked a garden, but I could not even see the outside world from my quarters. I used to stroll around the flower beds, thinking to myself, I had been told how even the crimson rose could not compare to my lips or its silky petals to my skin. What good was it if no one could see me? Look.
Where?
A small gap in the fence. I can see. See out. Look. I can see people. Children. Oxen.
What else?
Lovers kissing. There in the field. I decided to get out, but first I needed to disguise myself, so I covered my face with mud. I was amazed.
The streets weren't filthy and dirty, as my maids had told me. And the people looked so happy. My brother had cut me off from all this.
How long did you do this for?
A year or so. I would rest during the day and wander around at night. My favorite time was during Durga Puja, when the actors and dancers came to town.
There's a man staring at you.
Where?
There, in the crowd. Who is he?
I tried to hide, but even mud could not disguise me. My beauty shone through.
Who is he?
Shumit, my second husband.
You married again?
Yes.
What did your brother say?
I didn't tell him.
Throw your bags down. My love, how much have you packed?
Shh.
Now you. I'll catch you. Come. I have a priest waiting for us.
After the wedding, he took me to a place by the sea. I had never been to the ocean.
So, my love, at last.
The room smelt of seawater, blended with roses.
Please, I really don't want to see this.
My second husband had none of the inhibitions of my first.
Come to bed. See how I have covered it with petals.
So you were happy. Did you love this, Shumit?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Spare me the details. Noyani? Noyani!
I'll need the dough. You roll them out into balls. Be you not so big.
Sorry.
So.
What?
Have you told Anju how you feel?
No, but you have.
What?
You told her that I'm in love with her.
You wouldn't say anything.
Mishti.
What?
Ever heard of keeping secrets?
Okay, so I'm not a great brain, but I know an unhappy man when I see one.
Me? Unhappy?
Of course. You moon around the place all the time. You won't even look at another girl. It's unnatural at your age. You have to tell her how you feel.
I can't.
I can't, fool.
Do you think I could ever feel the same about another girl? I mean, could I love anyone else?
Look, if you want to meet someone else, just tell me. I know at least 10 girls.
No.
What about Namitha? She's good looking.
It's not about looks.
Oh, no?
I love her.
Oh. Isn't it a case of wanting something just because Gopal has it?
No.
Are you sure?
All through our childhood, he was treated with such reverence by everyone.
As I said.
The teachers said he was going to be someone special. Someone who would change people's lives.
You change people's lives.
Yeah. This puri is delicious. Ow!
Not before dinner, look. It's not a competition. You're a good man. You're no less a person because you don't have Gopal's brains.
It's not as simple as
that. It is. Tell her how you feel. If she rejects you, she's a loser. But you move on. You men, everything's so complicated in your heads.
Mind if I join you? You look well, aren't you?
You don't.
Thanks. I haven't been sleeping.
Oh.
This river used to seem so vast, like an ocean. Remember? And now, it's a stream. I'm sorry I didn't write.
I'm sorry, too. My father's bought my wedding sari. He keeps asking when we're to be married.
I need to finish my studies. If we marry now, we won't have anything to live on.
That's not what you said last year.
Andrew, things have changed. I've seen what real life is and...
And you've met someone else.
Yes. You and me, Andrew, we're friends. Childhood sweethearts, but I've met someone who... Well, she takes my breath away. I'm in love.
What's her name?
It doesn't matter. Please don't be angry with me.
You've wasted my time.
We have less in common now. We live in different worlds.
I knew. From the moment you stopped writing.
I didn't want to hurt you.
We tied our hands together with palm leaves and pretended we were married. How old were we?
No more than 10. Did you split a coconut for us? On you?
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. You just look so beautiful.
But you released me. Remember?
I'm sorry.
You released me.
Andrew, please.
He kissed you yesterday. Grabbed and he kissed me and said I looked beautiful.
Did you slap him?
No.
You should have. Sounds to me as if you're well rid of him.
He's confused.
They're all confused. He obviously doesn't understand anything about women. Probably scared of us.
How do you know so much, Misty?
I'm married, aren't I? You don't exactly look like a woman who's heartbroken.
I'm not. I worried myself sick about him. Trying to imagine what it would be like married to him.
Did he ever, you know,
what?
Try it on?
No, that's what I couldn't imagine.
Sex?
So we're so careful. We're so respectful. Even when he kissed me the first time, it was like a polite kiss.
So why did you say yes to marriage?
I liked him. I thought the passion would come later.
No, if the passion isn't there in the first place, then it's not worth getting married.
You had a close shave there.
Imagine, married to a eunuch.
He's not impotent.
How do you know?
Those passionate kisses he gave me yesterday.
Oh, God.
I just felt sorry for him.
Not too much, I hope.
Did you?
I have to go.
Why?
I'll have to get ready for the puja tonight.
I'll give you a hand, Andrew.
All right, then. Come on.
So, what does the school teacher do in the holidays?
He prowls around annoying all his friends.
Seen Gopal?
Yes, sir. Listen, Andrew, I'm really...
They want me to start in 2 months.
That soon?
Yes. You look nice in that sari.
Which one?
The one drying over there.
The blue one?
The colour suits you.
That's my mother's sari. I can live marrying my mother, have you?
Anju, I don't want to go to Durgapur. Not without you. I've always loved you. There. I've said it. Now you can hit me or laugh at me or do whatever.
Come here.
What about Gopal?
What about him? Gopal. Gopal.
I waited up for you. Where were you?
I was thinking.
About what?
That you are in love with Mukti.
Mukti, she's the dust on your feet. I want to spend the rest of my days looking at you. I want to be your eternal admirer.
Why are you laughing at me?
Well, it's an impossible situation, really.
Can't I come with you? What do I have to lose? A fool of a father, a broken engagement?
And how do you propose to join me?
I'll drown myself. In the river.
At least Mukti's alive.
No.
Or Anju?
They're in the past.
Are you so fickle? Won't you get bored with me after a while?
How could I?
An eternity is a long time with just one person.
I want you. Please.
Will you be like my husband's, though? Will you want to possess me?
I want to look at you.
You want to touch me?
Yes. Isn't that natural?
How can I be sure, then?
Sure of my love?
No. But you understand.
You were murdered, is that it?
No.
Your second husband abused you?
No, not really.
Don't tease me like this. I want to know everything about you. What do I have to do to prove myself?
Shumit, my second husband. Charming. Quite nice. I have to say I liked him better than the first. Except for one thing.
If it's a boy, we'll call him Akash. And if it's a girl, Asha.
You were pregnant.
I'll get you the best doctor in town.
But my body, it's swelling. It's so ugly.
Your body is glorious. And you'll be a perfect mother. We'll have a big party and announce it to everyone.
I'm not sure I want people to see me like this.
Rubbish. You look even more captivating than before.
But I feel sick. My stomach. Look at it.
It's beautiful.
Then one night, when I was lying next to Shumit... What is it?
My throat. Oh, my belly. They're on fire.
Shumit.
Water. Get me some water.
He's dead.
Again. It happened to me again. I was going to be called a poison bride again. I would have to return to my brother's house again. I would be shunned by everyone.
What did you do?
I thought of using a knife. But I couldn't bear to pierce my flesh. I wanted them to find me with a perfect smile playing on my lips. I wrote to my brother to fashion a casket for me so that everyone could come and see me preserved forever.
What is that?
Poison.
Where did you...
The same poison I used on my husband's. Here, take some.
No!
I waited for death and thought of how amazed everyone would be to see me, sleeping and everlastingly beautiful.
But why?
My husbands wanted to possess me. They wanted to turn my body into a swollen pod. My perfect limbs would have been ruined. And soon the ugly lines of age would mar my face. I couldn't allow them to do that. Gopal, take the poison. The sun is rising.
Get away from me!
Gopal, you and me. An eternity, you said.
Get away!
This way I will never be disfigured. Immortal youth and beauty. Look at me, Gopal. See how lovely I am. Have your eyes ever seen such captivating grace?
Gopal? What are you doing? Did you sleep last night? What's this curtain doing on the floor?
I thought she'd come back to life. She spoke to me.
What?
I wasn't imagining it. She was here. A woman. A beautiful woman. I fell in love with her and she tried to kill me.
Gopal, look at you. You're shaking. Come down to the river with me.
The river?
Today is the day the goddess Durga goes back to her father-in-law. We will submerge her image in the water. Come.
Wait. Let me wrap Noyani up.
leave her.
No. You do believe me, don't you, Baba?
Of course I do.
She was captivating.
Surfaces can be deceiving, Gopal. Maybe I shouldn't have pressurized you to marry Anju.
There's nothing to do with Anju.
I know. But there is no rush. Wait for the right woman. Enjoy your life and don't be so serious about everything.
Baba, I'm sorry about the things I said.
You have a glorious future before you.
Thank you.
For what? Being your father? You're going to be a great doctor. Someone who saves lives. I want you to be happy.
That's what I want.
Gopal! You okay?
Yeah, fine.
No, Gopal!
Anju, I'm sorry. I've behaved terribly.
It's all right, Gopal!
Gopal! You should be the first to know. Anju and I are getting married next month.
Married?
I finally plucked up the courage.
You will come, Gopal, to the wedding?
Yeah, of course. Congratulations.
You're coming with us to the river?
Yeah, later. I'll meet you on the bank.
You okay?
Yeah.
See you there.
It's not too late. You and me, Gopal.
Nayani, I'm sending you back to your own world. Forgive me and you will be forgiven.
You are doing the right thing, Gopal. Whatever, whoever she was, she'll find peace.
I only have another couple of days left before the new term starts.
So soon.
Baba, why don't you come with me to Calcutta? I'll show you around the college and you can meet my friends. Would you like that?
Of course. I wanted to come before, but...
I know.
Gopal! Prasodada! Over here!
Come, Gopal. Let's join the others, eh?
In Skeleton, Gopal was played by Shiv Grewal, Noyani by Sudha Butcher, Prashad by Nadeem Sawala, and Biju by Kulvinder Gahir. Mishti was played by Vinny Dillon, Anju by Nisha K. Nair, Shumit by Ravin J. Ganatra, and Pradeep's mother by Surendra Kochar. Skeleton was first performed by the Soho Theatre Company and adapted for radio by Tanika Gupta. The director was Claire Grove.